What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. We're having a wonderful day. Man, I'm feeling good today. I'm having a wonderful day. And the reason why is because I've been talking with lots of people. I'm making lots of connections and having lots of conversations. And ultimately, being very vulnerable and helping other people also be vulnerable and helping them open up and share some of these deepest, darkest feelings and emotions that they have inside them, and getting them to just say it and get it off their chest and get it out of their mouth, and all of a sudden, all of a sudden that big weight is gone. And so we're talking about how being vulnerable is the number one skill you can ever attain, and how doing it all by yourself and thinking that you're self-made, whatever, self-made millionaire, self-made, health nut, I don't even know what you call it, I guess, right? It's garbage, like absolute garbage. So, before we get into that though, if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, I'm a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so, being vulnerable, like this is a huge epiphany that I've had probably the last year. It's been my big breakthrough moment where I realized like what is actually important in life. Right? And what important in life is, honestly, here's what I thought it was for a really long time. Number one, I was like, my health, right? And mind you, health is important. But I thought it was the end all be all. I thought like being super strong, having abs, like waking up feeling everything every single day. I was like, okay, like this is what life's all about. And now I've had that for a really long time. And it is important and it's super valuable and it is very fulfilling, but it is not the end all be all. It is a bridge to the end all be all. The second thing that I was working really hard for is wealth, right? Money, and the ability to have basically the freedom to just do what I want, when I want, how I want. And when I've got to this place of freedom in my life with when it comes to finances, I was like, I thought that was gonna be it, right? And it wasn't, right? Now don't get me wrong, money is super important. It really helps you. It helps buy your time back. It allows you to do the things you want to do. It allows you to move along a lot faster and to grow quicker. And you just move the mission forward, right? But it is not the end-all be-all, right? And so what I've realized here, what is the end-all be-all? The end-all be-all is actually connection. It's actually relationships. It's actually you being able to connect to people, because ironically enough, like, why do you want health? Well, because you want people to look at you and like, that person looks good. Like that person looks like it works out. Like that person actually cares. That person tries. But ultimately what you are thinking when you do that is like, what do other people think about me? Now, that's not necessarily the way to like that is ideal, but ultimately that's just the nature of the beast, is that we care what other people think about us. Like that's just what it is. Whether we choose to change our actions based on that is a whole different situation. But status, right? Like how we look matters, right? And the second thing we talk about is wealth, right? Why does wealth matter? Well, because we want to be able to have the freedom, we want to be able to have the time to be able to spend it with what? The people, right, that we care about. So there comes that connection. Or to be able to buy the things that make us feel good. Like maybe you want to buy a cool car, maybe you want to go on a trip, maybe you want to buy a cool house, whatever it may be, but all those things, guess what they involve? You guessed it, they involve people. And so really what I found is that it's truly people is the number one asset and the number one thing that is truly fulfilling in life. That was my big epiphany over this last year. And being vulnerable actually allows you to actually make connections with people, because if you have your guard up, you have this protective layer that's covering your heart. You'll never have a deep enough conversation to let somebody in, for someone to actually connect with you, to actually feel your pain and struggles, because people actually don't connect with the person who has the abs, the person who has the money, the person who has all the fame and fortune. They don't connect with that person. You know the person who they connect with is? The person who's real, the person who shares the stories, shares the struggles, who tells them like the emotions they're feeling, that they feel like shit sometimes, they don't feel like waking up, that they don't like what they're doing every single day. And the struggles and the pain, the obstacles that came, and even their shortcomings and their flaws. Like, that's what people connect to. And when you're able to be vulnerable, you're able to share those things, guess what? People connect with you. And they're able to actually resonate with you, and you're able to form a relationship that cannot be formed otherwise, right? That's not superficial. It's not based on the way somebody looks or something has. It's really based on this true feeling of fulfillment connection. And it's just something that's been like really heavy on my mind. And so for everybody who's listening, I think the where I'm gonna try to like flip this around is that if you're sitting out there and you're feeling isolated, you're feeling lonely, you're feeling like nobody gets you, you're feeling like the world's against you, it's because, well, you're not being very vulnerable. Like you're like you have this guard up, and you're not willing to let anybody in right now. Whether it's a spouse, whether it's a therapist, whether it's a coach, like by having your guard up and not actually being able to share your feelings and be able to say what needs to be said, then all you're doing is holding this burden of pain that honestly you're making up in your head, by the way. And the moment you're able to actually like be vulnerable, get that off you, you start to say it out loud. Wow, the weight that comes off you, not just physically, but emotionally, is super powerful. But cool thing, the weight starts to come off you physically as well. We let these burdens, we let all these like mistakes or all these pain that you're holding on to, we let that stuff go. It's crazy how your body weight follows, and your body starts to respond just the same way. And ultimately, that's what it really is about, is you being able to share your vulnerabilities. And honestly, not just share them, like here's the next step. So the first step is sharing. I think it's super powerful. If you can ever get to a place where you can just be open, being vulnerable, and just like tell people like what you're feeling, tell people what you think, man, it's super. That's a powerful skill, but it's not the most powerful skill. The second piece is be able to share that message with other people and like make it public, make it proud, whether that's you like doing like podcasts like this or videos, or get out there on stage and like sharing your story or making YouTube videos, whatever it may be, like sharing your message with other people. Now we go to the next step, because now it's not just you growing, not just you getting like this message, this burden off your chest, but now you're sharing your message. And then and when you're able to share your message, number two thing it does is it still helps you, right? It helps you get over it. It helps you understand it even more. And it helps it become something for you that it's not something that's hidden. It's not something that needs to be like pushed away. That's a secret. When you get it out there, all of a sudden it's like you have the power, right? Like nobody can tell anybody anything about you that you haven't said about yourself, right? There's this great scene from 8 Mile. It's like when I was growing up, this was like one of those movies that just like, I love this scene where Eminem is in the he's in the rap hall, right? And He has this epiphany moment where his little friend, Cheddar Bob, is like, dude, like, what are you going to say? Like, and I forget the other guy's name that he was rapping against, but he's like, he's going to rip you apart. He's going to tell you about how you're white trash, how you're, you know, how your mom did this, and how you're broke, and this, this, and this, and this. Like how you can respond to that, right? And it's funny because what ended up happening is that he was like the first one in the battle, and he basically started the thing. I was like, hey, like I know everything what this guy's gonna say about me, and just goes off on all the things that were his problems or his issues, his mess essentially, right? And by saying that, he gave the other guy nothing to say, and it was one of those like mic drop moments, right? And that's ultimately like that same analogy is in life as well. And when you're able to just like tell everybody all the flaws, all the things wrong with you, like what are they gonna say? How are they gonna respond? Like, yeah, you are broke, right? They're like, no, all of a sudden you know what they actually do. Like, oh man, I didn't realize he was broke. I didn't realize he was going through all this stuff. And guess what? They actually connect with you, right? And then when you're able to follow that up with not just like, it's not just a pity party. Don't get me wrong, it's not a pity party like, hey, here's what things wrong with me, but like, now here's how I overcame it, right? Here's what I kept going. And now that story, it inspires the people. It helps people realize that, you know what? The same problems that you're having, they're having too. Like, think about this. If you're on here, you're like, hey, have you ever had the thought that, like, I can't do it. I'm not capable. I doubt myself. Like, if you raise that hand, like, raise your hand, right? And every single person who's listening to this or watching this, like, you felt that. That's not your thoughts, right? That is your mind's thoughts. Everyone has those same thoughts. They're not your thoughts individually. Everyone has those thoughts. And when you're able to share those with other people, you help people realize that those are not just their thoughts either, right? That's just the mind. The mind is a crazy thing. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can detach myself from this mind and say, you know what, those are not my thoughts. I don't want to believe that. And you know what, I saw Logan do this, or I saw, you know, Kate do this. I can do it too, right? You inspire people to actually take the next step and go to the next level and do something that they never done before, because you gave them the belief that, hey, if I can do it, if Logan, if I can do it, you can do it, right? Because I'm just a normal person, right? I'm just sharing my story. I'm not sharing exactly how I feel. You probably feel a lot of those same things. And that's the second level, is when you're able to not only just grow yourself, but you're also able to contribute, you're able to share your message and like change somebody else's life. And that is fun. That is fulfilling. And that's what it all is about. That's what life is about. It's about that connection, that fulfillment, and be able to not only just grow yourself, but grow the people who you care about the most, right? So start with the people who are close to you. Maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your kids, right? And then start to go from there, like start to change their lives, and then you start to inspire them, and you go out from there to like maybe your more immediate family, to your friends, right? Maybe you have people at your work who you want to inspire them, and then maybe you're inside your community, and then maybe inside your town or your state, and then all of a sudden you go to your region, and then all of a sudden you're transforming the lives of millions and millions of people. Like that is the system on how you do it, okay? And so hopefully this message really resonated with you. Hopefully it gets you excited that like be vulnerable. Like that's the number one skill you can ever learn and to have, is like just like share needs to be said, like get things off your chest, right? Don't hold them in, because once you start to say them, they lose their power. You start to act differently, start to think differently. And if you go to the next level of it, you're able to share your message, you're able to inspire people. Again, now you're helping other people, also helping yourself. It's a win-win situation, and that's what we're putting this planet for, is to be able to connect with people, to share a message. That's what life is about. It's about relationships. It's about the people who we talk to, the people who we're around the most. And man, that's been a big epiphany in my life, and I'm just like super excited for the people in my life. And you know what? I'm super excited for the people who I haven't met yet as well. Like I'm on a mission. I just want to meet people every single day. I love talking to people. Like one of my big mottos is like every conversation I have is an asset, right? That's what I'm looking for. Like every conversation I have is an asset. Every person I meet is an asset. And like those are the assets I'm looking for. Like I have, you know, lots of real estate, you know, lots of knowledge, lots of information. Like all this stuff is great, but you know, the next growth for me individually is people, right? It's people and conversations and getting wisdom from those people, and just getting experience. Like that is what life is about. And the best way to do that is being vulnerable, because the more vulnerable you are, the more people connect with you, the more people like you, the more people want to be around you. Plain and simple. So that being said, hopefully this message really resonated with you. If it did, please like, comment, share all the good stuff. If you want to be vulnerable, you want to get some coaching, reach out, get some help, and put yourself out there. So without further ado, my name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out. Bye.